VOA News, I'm Michael Brown. Attention is already turning to a Senate impeachment trial, even though Republicans are expected to acquit President Donald Trump. AP correspondent Matt Small reports.
Senate Democrats are proposing a weeks-long impeachment trial seeking testimony from new witnesses, including Acting Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney and former National Security Advisor John Bolton. And although Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, the Senate's top Republican, appears to prefer a speedy trial, President Trump is demanding a flashier one, an effort to up the political ante as he sees it, calling for Joe Biden or his son Hunter and others to appear. Trump has told those close to him that even if he's acquitted in the Senate as expected, it'll be a stain on his legacy. A final House vote is expected Wednesday, with a Senate trial to begin early next year. Matt Small, Washington.
Hong Kong's chief secretary, Matthew Cheung, said violence between protesters and police in shopping malls last Sunday was, in his words, disturbing. Cheung said Tuesday in a news conference the government has been facing unprecedented challenges, and he hopes people in Hong Kong could remain united to stabilize the society.
Security matters on the mainland and in Macau, it's beyond Hong Kong's control. In fact, it's not Hong Kong's purview. So I will leave it to its operational matters on the part of the mainland authorities. So I'm not prepared to comment on that. But it's perfectly justified for them to exercise jurisdiction within their own territory. It's entirely legal and justified.
Cheung was making reference to a Hong Kong man arrested Friday on a cross-border bridge between Hong Kong and the semi-autonomous city of Macau. For details on much more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. French unions are planning mass demonstrations for Tuesday, the 13th day of a transport strike that has closed most Paris metro lines and shut down all but a few commuter trains. The strike has also disrupted domestic and international train and airline service. The strike is a protest of the government's plan to develop a universal pension scheme that would raise the retirement age from 62 to 64 and base earnings on the worker's entire career rather than the worker's highest income. A French official said the changes would ensure the pension system is fair for a growing population, but union leaders have flatly rejected the plan. Boeing plans to halt production of its 737 MAX airliner next month. The AP's Tim McGuire spoke with an aviation expert about the company's decision.
Boeing is really between a rock and a hard place here.
Boeing, saddled with an undeliverable inventory of 400 grounded 737 MAX jets, will temporarily halt production next month. DePaul University aviation expert Joe Sweeterman says the uncertainty over when the 737 MAX jets will fly again is hurting the airlines.
You just can't run something as complicated as an airline without the most basic thing of how many aircraft and when are they going to be available.
The planes are built at Boeing's Renton, Washington plant, which employs 12,000 people. The company says it doesn't expect to lay off any workers at this time. But the shutdown will have a ripple effect on the hundreds of companies that supply parts for the planes. I'm Tim McGuire.
Amazon is banning sellers from using FedEx for some deliveries. We get more on that story from the AP's Mike Gracia.
It's the latest salvo in an ongoing battle between Amazon and FedEx. Amazon is banning third-party merchants from using FedEx Ground service to deliver orders to Amazon Prime members. Amazon will still allow vendors to ship via the pricier FedEx Express service. The ban was first reported by the Wall Street Journal. With Amazon developing a delivery fleet of its own, FedEx announced earlier this year it would no longer make ground or air deliveries for Amazon. The FedEx ban did not apply to third-party sellers. I'm Mike Gracia.
A special court in Pakistan has found former military president Pervez Musharraf guilty of high treason and sentenced him to death. The high-profile treason case dates back to 2007 when Musharraf, president and military chief of Pakistan at the time, imposed a brief emergency rule and suspended the constitution in a bid to cling to power in the face of growing public demands for him to step down. For details on much more news, please join us, voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.
Ooh, yeah, my man. Dog in Africa, welcome to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Van Lee. Hot rocking and the most beautiful sounds from the great continent will be knocking on your doors. Later today, I'll be talking to Sfano, one of Sierra Leone's long-standing artists, and Mr. Albert McCauley, who is right here with me in the studio. And I'll be talking to Sfano straight from Freetown, Sierra Leone, so stay tuned for that, as the artist has now got into farming. And so, stay close, and let's start off right now with music from Ghana. Nilante is a medical doctor and also a musician. He has done this beautiful tune called Baby Be Mine. Well, Ni, if you're listening, I dedicate this one to all your fans out there in Ghana and across the world. And right after that, Otto Sowoji, the sound of Josephine Atanga from Cameroon, who is now based in Finland, and Superwoman by Chris Moon of South Sudan. But Baby Be Mine by Dr. Nilante of Ghana.
It's with a pillow, though I lie, I'll be searching for your love to my pillow, no, baby, make you bend that for me, for that I'm sepe, kapani kuta mi je krabeche, it's so mwana jimmy na bete, and then you su en jimmy boka keke, shorty, I can take you there, ufono suna mame fre, promise no go keep you chair, chairman ya open and make up and make up first, shorty, I can take you there, ufono suna mame fre, but new pan I can he married your bonelle and one and they can try no go stupid, my baby.
Christmas, baby, may not take chance. Yeah. I wonder where you're coming from, my superwoman. I wonder which part of this world that you came from. You got a nice looking body, original woman. I wanna call you my lady, my classic. Tell me, what does it really take to know you, lady? How long does it really take to get close to you, my African baby, my beautiful baby, my African woman? You're my African baby, yo. You're my African lady, yo.
Woman, Chris Moon, and right before that, Otosowo G by Josephine Atanga from Cameroon, and Baby Be Mine by Dr. Nilante of Ghana. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I am David Vandy here in Washington. Now let's take some messages from our friends, and this one says, good day, Mr. Vandy. I am Ibrahim Mustafa from Abuja, Nigeria. Just want to let you know that you're doing an excellent job for our African singers. May God bless you and give you long life. Thank you very much, Ibrahim. And right after that, this other sender says, hello, David. I am John Sebit, your regular listener from Juba in South Sudan. I am following your program 24/7 because the House of African Beats is everywhere we come from. David, the African Beat is a land of dreams and beautiful people. Keep the beats coming on, bro. Thank you very much, John Sebit from South Sudan. And my listener now from Kenya says, hey, David, this is Evelyn here. I am listening to the beat from Kenya. Well, I want you to play a nice piece of music for me, and I'll do just that, Evelyn. And Agaba Empro Nathan says, hello, David, play for me one song from Uganda. Yes, a song from Uganda will definitely be coming on today. And this other writer says, hello, Mr. David, I am your regular listener of the program African Beat, and may God bless you and keep you for us. I'm yours truly, Uncle Eric Kulakta Mayo of Gembo Taraba State in Nigeria. And this other listener says, hi David, I'm listening to you from Malawi. I am Lefani Naliti. Thank you very much, Lefani. Keep listening. And finally, this one says, Mr. David Vandy, hello. My name is Victoria Fumi Yahaya from Katsina State in Nigeria. I love the African beat. You are doing a good job. You always keep me glued to my radio at 9 p.m. Nigerian time, Monday through Friday. Keep it up, David. More blessings. Well, Victoria, thank you very much. And now let's play some music. Patenge is the next sound we're going to play by Kekele of the Democratic Republic of Congo. And right after that, Mama Roda by Josie Chameleon of Uganda. And as we get close to the Christmas season, I want to bring to you an African Christmas carol, Silent Night by Josephina Tanga. But right now, Patenge with Kekele of the Democratic Republic of Congo.
Mama, oh mama, oh mama, oh. Mama Batuna
Tatapo
Bayemba
Tatapo
Mabele Aleo
Tatapo
Adikise Mikuwa
Tatapo
Nalili Ae Gana Zima Suwa Yamidi Bandeko Ebaninga Gana Zima Suwa Yamidi Bandeko Mwana Mama Aina Komina Dwanya Bandeko
Billy Bo Luca, you want me to play a very nice piece of music for your friends, Mr. Johanna at Federal Locus and Mr. Samuel Bisu at Donga and Mr. Julius at Mariam, all in Tafawa, Belewa, Bauchi State in Nigeria. Well, this is from Billy Boka. Well, Billy...
Mama Roda, utanikumbuka. making spirits bright. What fun it is to love and sing a sleigh song tonight.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
I'm waiting for the season, and I know I got the reason. The devil said this is a prison, you should live in prison. I got myself hooked up to J-E-S-U-S. Yo, he's the vision, the mission, the reason for the season. And I took a trip all the way downtown to Bethlehem. Took a good look and saw where the baby was born. I see the shepherd, the wise men, the angels, the heaven and earth, everybody celebrating except for Herod. Yo, but the baby had to be taken to the land of Africa, the motherland, to celebrate the great Christmas day. Happy Christmas.
Yo.
Christmas is closed. Silent Night, Josephine Otunga, and right before that, Mama Rhoda with Josie Chameleon of Uganda, and Patenge by Kekele of the Democratic Republic of Congo. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I am David Vandy. I'll be right back, but don't forget, you'll be joining me and my guests, Fano from Sierra Leone, later on the show, and Albert McCauley will be right here with me in the studio. I'll be right back.
African Beats.
Africa.
Africa.
Voice of America.
America.
When you hear the sound,
Africa is my home.
Welcome back to the show that brings happiness into your homes and smiles on your faces. The African Beat on the Voice of America. And before I bring in my guest, let me just play this beautiful traditional Grebo song from Liberia by Ablakolo Gay. Yes, this one is going specially for you, my dear friend, Lavoisel Julu of the Capitol Building, Capitol Hill in Monrovia, Liberia.
Twin, 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 twin
Music show African Beat with David Bandy at 9:05 and 20:05 Universal Time, Mondays through Fridays on The Voice of America.
All right, welcome back to the African Beat on The Voice of America. I am David Vander here in Washington, D.C. And on the line to Freetown, Sierra Leone, I have a great man known as Sfano. Sfano has been in the entertainment business for a very long time, well over 20 years. You know, I came to know this young man when he was imitating the great legend Michael Jackson, the King of Pop. And today he has been standing up on his own and he has decided to do something to benefit the country that he lives in, and that is Sierra Leone, and all the youngsters who are coming up to look at what he's doing and copy from that. And we'll be telling you more about that. But let me just take this time to welcome you to the African Beats Funnel. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, David Randy.
All right. And also with me in the studio here in Washington, D.C. is Pastor Albert McCauley. He happens to be the PRO of this project that we're going to talk about today. And he's right here, and I just want to say welcome to the African Beat, Pastor Albert.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Okay, now let me start off with you, Sfano. You have this project called Everybody Must Farm. When did you start this project, Everybody Must Farm?
It all started since the albums of the outgoing government that was headed by Dr. Alex Aikoma, when we actually seek the need to advocate on behalf of people to see agriculture and agribusiness as a priority in the country, and of course to see the possibilities of creating jobs for the youth. We made a lot of strides, we made a lot of impact that, but as time goes on, the Minister of Agriculture then, at a time that was Dr. Joseph Francis, who had the opportunity at the United Nations level, that he was made the chairman of the Committee on Agriculture. We are encouraged to do a video, Everybody on the Farm. We are encouraged to do an album titled Everybody on the Farm. It took these efforts to the Committee on Agriculture, FA Committee on Agriculture of the United Nations, where they voted me in as the UN Special Representative on Food Security. I mean, a responsibility they gave to me, they pushed me into to advocate, raise awareness globally on agriculture.
Okay. You know, you have been an artist for a very long time, and most times for artists, they tend to just concentrate on their music, on their art, the talent that they've got. But what actually dragged you into advocating that everybody must farm?
One thing I have a conscience that my fans should be careful, like they care for me. And some time ago, of course, we also formed this fund of Michael Jackson Children's Development Fund, of which we seek, we need for promoting food sufficiency for the children. So I see it very, very much important that my followers should be careful. And one of the ways to care for them is to have the conscience that their livelihood is a concern. And one of the concerns is about feeding, food sufficiency. And when they have food sufficiency, they can support me. When they have the economic power, they can support me. But without food sufficiency, without economic power, it's difficult for my shows to grant. It's difficult for them to have or buy my products. So I took it as a responsibility that these people, the concern they have for me, I have the concern for them too. So agriculture is a priority area that I should approach. And this brings me in. And therefore, we established the Everybody Must Farm.
That is a very good explanation there. But I'll come back to you because I want to know what you aim to achieve. I'll be coming back to that.
Hi, I am Devoa. I love the African beat on The Voice of America. It's hot and it's good to go.
Let me talk to Albert here, who happens to be in your team and is the public relations officer of this Everybody Must Farm. So, Albert, instead of me asking Sfan of that, let me just ask you, what do you guys hope to achieve with this project?
Basically, we're trying to achieve a full sufficiency in the nation, because a country that cannot feed itself is really in trouble. We discovered that after the end of the war, our 11 years war, most of the people living in the provinces have moved down to the city. And the agriculture that was booming before was lacking. And as a result, there are a lot of shortages of food. So we are trying to encourage the youth, you know, the healthy youth, you know, the dynamic youth, to go back and concentrate on farming so that we can have food sufficiency, you know, in the nation. Right now, our staple food is rice. And I tell you something, if there's no rice in the country, it can cause war. So we are trying to encourage the youth to go back, not only to grow rice, but variety, you know, of foodstuff. We should not depend only on staple rice. We should depend on cassava, plantain, you know, to have a balanced diet. So we're encouraging the youth to go back, because most of our old people cannot take up the agriculture anymore. So we're encouraging the youth to go back, because it's going to be a form of, you know, employment. We have a lot of youth right now. They're unemployed. Our population has grown to 6 million right now. And I'll tell you what, it's costing the government so much foreign exchange, over $200 million. To import food into the country. So we see it feed that if we can feed ourselves, then we are in turn helping our youth, helping the nation to live better. We are going to eat what we grow and grow what we eat.
All right. Thank you very much. You're listening to The African Beat on The Voice of America. And I'm David Vandy here in Washington talking to Sfano from Sierra Leone, who is the founder and CEO of Everybody Must Farm. It is a project. And I have with me here in our Washington, D.C. studios, Albert McCauley, who happens to be the public relations officer. Stay close and don't go away. We'll be right back after this music break.
living, so conflicting, so many bad men, the crazy conflict, doing up about the plans we're next to lead. Come on, do the things we do good. So with this all done to the vulnerable one, the poor can show me who's been. Everything we're on the table making this chance, but some more can show me who's too.
African Beats.
Welcome back. The African Beat on the Voice of America. Sfano, have you actually started this project? Do you have a farm?
Yeah, we have. Everybody must farm project, of course, but inside of us, we have five farmers groups across the country, which are directly on the heart of two. And of course, we have identified a large scale farming area in the north and in the south of the country.
And do you have young people? You know, like Albert was saying, to engage the young people to go back and farm. Do you have young people that are helping you on this project?
We have, and we are thinking that there are more youth to be involved with nationally.
Albert, if I can come to you, with the current government of the country that is putting agriculture at the helm, you know, it is also one of their flagship projects, that people should start growing what they eat, like you said. What do you hope to tell them with this project that you started a few years back?
Basically, we are trying to encourage the youth of the nation to help the government out, because their priority is in farming. And I believe the government in succession right now is interested in providing equipment, tools, seedlings, fertilizer. You know, because past governments have made so much promises, but nothing was yet coming. But now I discovered that even the ministers, you know, are having farms right now. And I even believe the president, too, have been back on farming. To be frank with you, when we can feed ourselves in the nation, half of our problem is over. Because right now, we always say the ground dry. How come the ground dry? It's because people are not taken to farming. We look at it as a local, seriously, for the older people. But I believe now, the strength the youth have, they can use it, you know, and increase food production. Because to be frank with you, Sierra Leone is very fertile. You go in the north, you go in the east, you go in the west. Especially in Lunge. Lunge is so fertile, they even grow onions, because onions is very difficult to grow. We bring most of our onions out of the country, out of Holland. But I'll tell you something, in Kabbalah, they've established that onions can grow there. And onions take about $5 million. Foreign exchange from our coffer to bring onions in. If our youth can embark on all this farming, I believe food sufficiency will make us a healthy nation.
All right. Well, Mr. Sfano, finally, before I let you go, are you getting fundings from anywhere to boost this project?
We are working very closely with the government, the incumbent government as well, and of course we're encouraging us and we are working hard to put things in place. And of course we are working very closely with SCADEP as a smallholder commercialization and agriculture development project here in Sierra Leone. We are looking at the possibilities, the areas we identify for funding. We are also looking at the possibilities to make the funding available for us. But we are really struggling for funding. This is what we are seeking, and we are encouraging them. We are encouraging donor bodies. We are encouraging the other non-governmental organizations to share our dreams and to see how we can uplift the standards of these vulnerable farmers who support the country.
So finally, now let's talk about your music. You know, you do music and you've been dancing for a very long time, and now you have produced your own album. Is your album out right now? The album of this Everybody Must Farm, is it out?
It is out, of course. It has been out for some time now. We're discussing the issues in the country right now. It's a little bit shaky, which we need to address by getting everybody to actually know their roles and responsibilities, by promoting farming, being self-reliable and self-reliant. But as I can say right now, my entertainment efforts have actually uplifted me that I was recognized and noted, being nominated for Africa Best Performing Artist of the Year 2019. This shows how much effort I've paid, how much I've been identified, I've been muted by the effort, and it's getting nowhere.
So with the Everybody Must Farm, I believe you can get the young folks together, you know, and, you know, choreograph some kind of an entertainment, some kind of a dancing, you know, stream, so that people can see and understand exactly the kind of message you're trying to pass across, so that these young folks should also be interested, because when they dance, they pass on the message. When you guys sing, you pass on the message. I think you have to work on that also.
Yeah, this is what we are embarking on. Fortunately, the first video of the Republic of Sierra Leone entertainer, of course, she's very happy, and we are working on this thing. And getting every entertainer to raise awareness, help us raise awareness on the streets and every community, so that people take this proficiency very, very seriously.
All right.
And this, I believe, we create an impact on the economic power of the nation.
All right. Well, Svano, thank you so very much for joining me on the African Beat today. And I wish you all the success in your endeavors and this great project that you are embarking on. And to you, Albert, thank you very much for joining me in the studio here in Washington, D.C., so that we can talk about Everybody Must Farm. And so with that, I'm going to climax this interview with the song Everybody Must Farm. This is an original composition by Svano himself, the man who was on the line from Freetown, Sierra Leone, and who is the CEO and founder of this great project, Everybody Must Farm. Get his album and support the project. I hope you'll enjoy this. Don't forget to buy this album. It is out already. Get a copy so that you can also be part of history as the young people and artists now owning farms in Sierra Leone and encouraging the young folks to do the same. Well, till then, I am David Vandy here in Washington, wishing you all a very pleasant day. Bye-bye.
This is